You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Now, the obesity problem in the U.S. has become an epidemic, and my next guest does not believe that willpower is at the root of this problem. So what really is a cause of obesity? Dr. Raphael Kelman, New York-based MD and author of The Microbiome Diet, the scientifically proven way to restore your gut health and achieve permanent weight loss, is here to tell us. Welcome, Dr. Kelman. Now, what really is the cause of obesity in America today, Dr. Kelman?
Okay, that's a great question, and I think the answer is clear at this point, or it's getting clearer and clearer, I should say, that all roads lead to the microbiome, meaning that in the past we've identified various causes that are connected to, or issues, I should say, that are related to obesity. So, for example, inflammation and insulin resistance and perhaps even allergies. But what's interesting is that the latest discovery is that gives the reason why these things are problematic. What's even beneath that? What's the cause of those problems? Well, that's the microbiome. When the microbiome is not healthy, and that those are the trillions of bacteria, friendly bacteria that are found in the gut that play a critical role in our health and metabolism and immune function, when that's not healthy, well, that will lead to inflammation, which leads to weight gain. That will lead to insulin resistance, too much insulin and the body's not sensitive to it, and too much insulin in response to the foods that we're eating will then cause weight gain, and allergies, which frequently is also related to a gut microbiome problem. So the real cause of all those things, all those issues that many books have been written about, really what's beneath that, which is really what we should be addressing in order to lose weight, is the source of those problems, which is really the microbiome. The gut bacteria are not healthy. They're they're not diverse. They're missing some key players. It's a failing team. And why that happens is perhaps another discussion. But the point is, if we go directly to the source of the problem, that's the microbiome, and cure, heal, support, and the microbiome, then all these other issues will begin to get better. And guess what? Now you're going to have a chance finally to lose weight, because in addition to the fact that a healthy microbiome reduces inflammation, reduces allergies, improves the function, reduces insulin resistance, it also directly, a healthy microbiome directly communicates with the genes. It speaks to the genes, these microbes, and it makes sense because they evolved with us. They can speak to the genes to turn off inflammation, to turn on anti-inflammation, and even for genes to start coding for fat breakdown as opposed to coding fat deposition. So a healthy microbiome can really heal the source of obesity, and why you, the listener, my dear listener, who can't lose weight even though you've tried so many diets and even though you're not eating all that much. Well, the problem lies in the microbiome, and the wrong, unhealthy messages are being communicated to your genes. And what we need to do is to heal the microbiome so the flow of healing information begins to flow from the genes, and also the information that codes for weight loss begins to flow from the genes.
Great. You know, I'm a true believer that you've got to start with what you put inside your body, your nutrition, because guess what? The microbiome needs foods as well. Bacteria need food, and that's really how it regulates also the inflammatory process. So what is the microbiome diet? What is the microbiome diet that you have written in this awesome book?
Okay. So what I've done over the last 7 years is that being a believer in the value of the microbiome for a number of issues. And I, by the way, I wrote this book, The Microbiome in Relationship to Weight Loss, 7 years ago. But back then, everyone thought I was crazy. But 7 years later, people are catching up to the idea that these ancient bacteria that have co-evolved with us really have the master key to our metabolism and to the immunological function and weight loss, et cetera. Now, but what do we need to do? What are these ancient bacteria, these trillions of bacteria, what do they need to get healthy? Well, that's what the book is all about, is to delineate, to be very clear about how we could create a diet for ourselves that will improve the health of our microbiome, and not just average health, but to create tremendous diversity in the gut microbiome, tremendous diversity, because remember, diversity is the critical factor for the health of the microbiome. So I looked at the literature, and I saw over the patterns, and I realized which foods and what kind of what proportion of foods, and how to diversify the foods that will be very nourishing to the microbiome. So they include a few different categories. One is a category of foods that contain inulin, and inulin is a fiber, and it's a wonderful food for the microbiome in the sense that it feeds the microbiome. It's what these bacteria love, and it makes them flourish. So, for example, if you give inulin, you'll see an increase in the production of a particular type of bacteria called bifidobacteria, which play a critical role in our overall health, and also many, many other bacteria, and you'll start to see a much healthier microbiome. So these foods, like inulin, this compound, inulin, is found in foods like Jerusalem artichokes, regular artichokes, jicama, leeks, asparagus, and the list goes on. And it's all in my book. And what I did was I worked with a chef to be able to make all these foods to taste amazing in the recipes that she created. And I also added arabinogalactans, which is another critical compound for the health of our friendly bacteria. And they're found in radishes. They're found in foods, in certain fruits, for example, in kiwi. And it's found in very high concentrations in the fruits of the larch tree, and many, many other examples. So I worked with this incredible chef to be able to diversify one's diet, to make all kinds of incredible recipes so that these foods can be used and be eaten in various combinations, and to combine these foods in interesting ways so that the gut bacteria will really thank you for the incredible nutrition that you're giving it. So I always tell my patients, when you go and out to dinner and you're eating, well, also think about the gut bacteria within you and feed them as well. At home and you're eating, think of your gut bacteria as well for a few minutes and feed them what they want, what they need, because ultimately it's what we need. And we are one super organism. And when we begin to think of ourselves like that, watch how much healthier people will get, how much healthier America will get.
Well, I totally agree on that. I mean, definitely we do want what's called prebiotics. That's what inulin is about. But I found that, you know, individuals who've got hidden overgrowth of bacteria in the small intestine, it is a tough, tough food. So you got to do it very slowly. Well, thank you so much for joining the show, Dr. Kelman. To learn more about Dr. Kelman and his book, The Microbiome Diet, there's a link on my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne and sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.